It is a can and mess here in the basement studio on a Tuesday. Mike Lunch is in the WCCO weather room. What's the temp, Lunch?
47 degrees right now. We'll get some rain in here after about 7, 8 o'clock tonight.
Well, you're pretty peppy. What's going on in your life, kiddo?
Oh, not much. Not much. I had a lot of fun reading about the old North Stars today in the paper.
Oh, I saw that. Lou Nanny's favorite North Stars of all time.
They had in the paper today my all-time favorite picture of Gump Worsley making a save.
Oh, the Gumper.
See that? The Gumper? Yeah. He's down on his chest with his head kind of out sideways with his feet up in the air.
Gumper.
It's a great shot.
I want to tell you something about the Gumper.
Yes.
Whenever they scored a goal on the Gumper, he used to come out of the net and spread eagle and then lie there as if he was dead, like he'd made the supreme sacrifice, his life. But the goal, the puck eluded him.
I remember that.
I did 10 years of North Star hockey with Al Shaver, the legend.
Yeah.
And those are my fondest memories. Another fond memory was, you know, the Gump never wore a mask.
Right.
One of the few goaltenders of that era that never wore a mask.
And some of the expressions on his face you saw.
Well, a Gumper was sitting up in a broadcast booth with me and Shaver. He wasn't playing that night, and he was going to do an in-between periods interview with me. So it was a game against Montreal here at the Sports Center. And the Pocket Richard came across the blue line offside. Cesar Maniago came out to meet him. They blew the whistle, and the Pocket Richard did not hear the whistle.
Yeah.
And Maniago just stood up and relaxed, and Richard, who had a big shot, hit a slapper and hit Cesar right in the face on the mask. And he goes down like he's dead.
Oh, my.
I turned to the Gumper. I said, "Oh, my God," Gumper said, "that could have been me, and with no mask.
Dead.
I'm on my way to goalie's heaven."
Yes.
And he was shaking.
Oh.
I've never seen shook the Gumper except that one did. And Cesar was knocked out for a couple of minutes.
I remember that game.
That was something.
Yeah.
Well,
I remember when the Gumper took one. It was a game against Toronto on a Sunday afternoon. He took one right in the nose and was out cold. I think it was 71 or 72.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
The all-time greats that... Lou Nanny, who himself, old 23, I consider him a great for the North Stars, too, because he came in there at a period when they were not doing well. He gave him a lift because of his energy and his hard work, you remember?
I sure do.
But in any event, he left out some people that were here in the first few years, 1967, when the North Stars had their inaugural season, like Moose Vasco.
Right.
Big Moose came up from the Chicago Hawks.
Yeah,
He was not a gifted player, but he was tough, and occasionally he'd make a run with the puck, and the crowd would yell, "Moose,
ooh,
Moose,
ooh,
Moose."
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yes?
Go ahead. Well, it was like Lou Nanny, then when Lou would rush the puck, Lou, ooh. The crowd would... The voices would echo through that Met Sports Center.
And you got Ted Harris and...
Big Ted was tough. He came from Montreal, from the Canadiens, yes.
Leo Boivin.
Leo had the greatest hip check I've ever seen in my life. There's nobody in the National Hockey League that knows how to do a hip check anymore. He'd stick out that big hip of his for a forward going by quickly, and that guy wound up in the boards or over the boards.
Flying.
It's true.
Yeah.
So those were storied years. And they're going to come to a close tonight for the North Stars.
It's going to be sad.
It's going to be awfully hard for them to beat Chicago. Chicago's beaten them 5 straight times after the Stars beat them 3-0 back in November.
Although, hasn't Chicago clinched the division?
No.
Oh, they haven't?
No,
I thought they did.
No, they're fighting with, skating with Detroit for that honor.
Okay.
And that would secure home ice for them right through the playoffs.
So they got something to play for.
That is correct. Geez. So they're expecting a huge crowd tonight at the Sports Center for what could be the final National Hockey League game. Well, not they might have some games up here that would be exhibitions. But
right.
Final time we'll have an entry here in the National Hockey League. I read Sid Hartman in the paper, and he talks about how the city of Minneapolis takes over the Target Center's a mortgage, etc., that there are 10,000 seats guaranteed, season tickets guaranteed by another group, and another group's going to do this and guarantee the city won't lose money for 5 years if another club can be brought in here. But the key is that the city has to take over Harv and Marv's mortgage.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see who that team is. They're talking about Hartford and so forth. They just moved a club out of here.
Right, right. It's going to be some time.
Yeah, if ever.
Yeah, maybe the Whalers, maybe the Jets.
No, the Jets. The Jets, they've got a guarantee from the city of Winnipeg.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Just forget about that stuff and think Gopher hockey, fella.
Yes.
And high school hockey and kids hockey. Yeah. That little Sean, son of yours, might strap on those skates one of these days.
Sean's going to be a defenseman.
Is he?
Yeah, he's too smart to be a goalie.
Yeah, well, yeah. I hope so.
Yes.
17 past 3 here at WCCO. We've got Mike Lunch with us, and we'll get back with him after we do some business.
We're on the phone with Mrs. Sam Dickinson. She's 101 years old, and you've been using the same John Deere riding mower for the last 20 years, huh?
Oh, yes. I mowed it after I'd had my 101st birthday.
Would you say buying from a John Deere dealer is the way to go?
Well, he's a very nice person.
What sort of things does he do for you?
I've never needed a major overhaul. It's just sharpening the blade, changing the oil and belts.
Uh-huh.
All I have to do is call them, and they send a pickup truck, pick it up, service it, and bring it back to me.
Your John Deere dealer. No one takes care of you and your mower better. And now with prices starting at $349, it's easier than ever to get the service you deserve.
If I had to buy another mower, I'd buy a John Deere.
The annual John Deere sale. Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit any one of the John Deere dealers in your area, including Northern in Burnsville, Jerry's in Edina, 7 High Coast to Coast Store in Minnetonka, and Weekend Freedom Sports and Garden in Ridgefield. Hurry in for deer season savings today.
Okay, it is 18 past 3 on the WCCO official dime store clock. And it is, did I say 18 past 3, Morg?
What do I know? Do you think I listened to this show?
Sorry about that. 47 is our present temp in St. Paul and Minneapolis at WCCO. This is Tuesday, April 13th, 1993. As you are paying your income taxes Thursday, just remember that money goes for good causes, like helping make the world safe for nuclear waste and large mutant insects.
When you're healthy, it shows. When you're happy, it shows. And when you drink milk, it shows.
You like milk and it shows.
You got great muscle.
Does a body good with vitamin A to help keep skin smooth, calcium for strong bones, riboflavin to boost energy. So do something good for yourself. Have another cold, delicious glass of milk. It does a body good.
Bright eyes, healthy grin, muscle tone, and baby soft skin.
You like milk and it shows.
It does a body good.
American Dairy Association. Minnesota's dairy farmers.
The Cannon mess here at WCCO in Los Angeles now. They're waiting for the verdict in the Rodney King beating affair, whether his civil rights were violated. An erroneous report by a Bakersfield, California station that a verdict was in and that the men were declared not guilty has been called erroneous. We'll have more later on the Cannon Mess.
This is the Wall Street Journal Market Final. Stocks keep rising. I'm Ed Cairns. Details in a moment.
Dinosaurs should be extinct, but they still roam the halls of corporate America. The Lumpasaurus.
Son, I can't help you. Not my job.
The Phacodon.
He called in sick again.
Or the Blundersaurus, which kisses up to predators.
Great tie, boss.
For a more productive office, get the copiers Buyer's Lab gave their highest rating for uptime. Mita. Call 1-800-ABC-MITA. The Times demand Mita.
Planning to paint your house this spring? You can scrape and paint your weekends away, or you can never paint again with Sears Vinyl Siding. Sears Siding is guaranteed against chipping or peeling for as long as you own your home, and it's sold, furnished, and carefully installed by a Sears-authorized contractor. So don't paint your house this spring. Call Sears Siding at 1-800-257-0200 for a free in-home consultation and estimate. Not available in all areas. Call right now, 1-800-257-0200.
Stocks turned in another winning session thanks to declining interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 15.94 to close at 3444.03. Jack Conlon, Managing Director at Rothschild, says there were other upbeat factors as well.
We had some programs kicking in during the day, and I think the fact that the foreign markets gave the kind of representation overnight that they had given certainly helped.
Wall Street was bullish on Merrill Lynch today. Stock in the country's biggest brokerage firm soared 4 7/8 a share on a huge jump in first quarter earnings. Advancers outpaced decliners with 1,243 stocks closing up, 716 issues closing down. The Amex index closed up 2.43 at 420.51. The average NASDAQ share rose 0.1%. June gold added 60 cents to 338 and 80 cents an ounce. This is a Wall Street Journal report.
The Cannon Mess. It is 322. It's 47 degrees. We're going to do traffic and weather together now on WCCO. And with us first in the WCCO Traffic Center is Dean Spratt.
After a pretty reasonable start, no major problems being reported around the metro, at least so far. 94 westbound, as you move into downtown Minneapolis, you will find it down to two lanes. So they've dropped a lane between Cedar and 11th Avenues. And the Bloomington Ferry Bridge is still closed, and as a result of that, we've been seeing heavier levels both on 35W and on 169 as you work your way down across the Minnesota River. Let's go to the road and Jerry Peterson.
35E northbound, no problems as you move between 94 and 694. Traffic levels moderately heavy, a little bit of congestion around Highway 36, otherwise speed still holding at 55. That's the latest look at WCCO traffic.
I've got Mike Lunch in the WCCO weather room. Well, Doc, what is it, 47 degrees?
47 degrees, and I have in my hand the latest 30-day outlook for the Twin Cities.
Can I say something about that?
What's that?
The other 30-day forecast that is expiring on Thursday, as they come up about this time, said that we would have average temperatures and above normal precipitation. That really hasn't happened, has it?
No, we've had 14 straight days of below normal temperatures.
So that 30-day forecast was balderdash.
Yes, well, this one may be better. It calls for above normal temperatures and near normal rain and snow. Normally, the highs the next 30 days go from 54 to 70. We get about 2.5 inches of precip, and normally we get about 3 inches of snow the next 30 days.
People are getting vicious.
They are. How vicious are they getting?
Well, people are harping all the time, saying, yeah, boy, I tell you something.
Continuation of last summer.
Sure like to get the hell out of here, you know. World's worst weather.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of remind them about the problems in other cities, that we have some of those problems, but they're more aggravated. In Los Angeles, for instance, this afternoon, where the city is completely on edge, waiting for a verdict to come down on the Rodney King affair.
How about Miami?
Yep. So, and the mosquitoes aren't here.
That's true.
And because we're not getting temperatures in the 60s in April, that postpones the tornado season.
That's true. We won't be in the fetal position.
That's right. In our basements.
Yes.
Lying there in the southeastern corner in the fetal position, praying that WCCO radio's getting it straight about the tornadoes and the rest of it.
Right.
So that's the happy news. So that give us the bad news for the rest of the week.
You spokesman for Chamber of Commerce today?
I am kind of that type. I like to suck up, curry favor.
You're a shill for them.
Yeah.
Well, we have some rain coming in tonight. As a matter of fact, some rain south and west of the Twin Cities. It'll be moving in after about 6 or 7 o'clock. And late tonight, rain mixed with snow. Overnight low tonight, about 33 degrees. Tomorrow, rain likely all across Minnesota, mixed with snow in the early morning hours. High tomorrow, about 42. Looking ahead, a chance of rain and snow on Thursday. Some sunshine Friday and Saturday. Highs in the 50s by Saturday. Right now, Rice Lake, Wisconsin, mostly cloudy, 49. Brainerd, cloudy, 47. And right now, Bogus Brook, Minnesota, cloudy and 47 degrees.
Bogus Brook, Minnesota, I got a guess. It's around Duluth.
Closer to Mille Lacs.
Okay.
Twin Cities now. East winds at 14. Skies are cloudy. 47 degrees.
Did you do your income tax yet, Lunch?
It's all done. The Colonel prepared it for me.
Your
father.
Oh, yeah. He's sharp. He knows the ins and outs.
Yes, he was. Well, what he does, he sits down and he writes these figures and he kind of giggles to himself.
Really?
Yeah, maybe he's just outsmarting the IRS.
No, he's not. No.
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 I'll write that down.
No, he's laughing at what you're going to have to pay extra.
Is that it?
Get out of here, lunch.
Goodbye.
326 Cannon, 47 degrees WCCO.
Let Jiffy Lube do it.
Celebrate spring with a fast, complete trip to Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube is the best place to get your car's oil changed because you get so much more. In minutes, your car is clean inside and out. At Jiffy Lube, your engine gets clean, quality Pennzoil, your interior gets vacuumed, and minutes later, you can drive through the car wash, which is available at most locations. At Jiffy Lube, you can relax in their clean waiting room while certified lube techs top off your car's fluids and give your engine Pennzoil performance, protection, and quality. Get your car's spring cleaning done all in one easy, hassle-free step. Go to Jiffy Lube today for a complete, full-service oil change with Pennzoil.
Let Jiffy Lube do it. Let Jiffy Lube do it.
Let Jiffy Lube do it every 3,000 miles. No appointment needed.
Jiffy Lube on the Cannon Mess at 327, 47 degrees. There was a time when you had to grease these cars. Hardly do that anymore, do you, with newer automobiles. But every time you had an oil change, you had to grease them. And in the winter, you had to put in... lighter grease in the rear end so you could get the car started in the winter. And then heavier grease in the springtime. I think those days are over with, too. So I want to tell you about another spot you want to see. This is Cannon here, WCCO. I want to tell you about something you want to see and do in northern Minnesota this summer. This is my country, the Iron Range, the Mesabi. Now, it's one of the most exciting rides in the world, Disney included, but this one ain't fake. It's not special effects. First, they tell you to wear a sweater because it's 50 degrees every day of the year in this place. Now, they put a hard hat on you. Next, you step into an elevator, and you plunge 2,700 feet into the earth, ending up 1,300 feet below sea level. This is the Tower Sedan Mine, a couple of minutes between Virginia and Ely. You drop 2,700 feet in about 2.5 minutes, and then, down there in the mine shaft, you get on a train, which takes you half a mile into the mine for a tour of mining operations as they were years ago. People who have discovered the Tower Sedan Mine in northern Minnesota say it is one of the greatest excitements in all their travels. It's really something. And then while you're down there, think about it, that the miners in Tower Sedan, every day of their working life, maybe for 30 years, 40 years, went down in that pit and mined ore. Many of them working pick and shovel in a bent position, shoveling ore into little railroad cars that then were taken on an elevator and taken up above ground and shipped down to Duluth to the Great Lakes onto ore boats and out to Pittsburgh and places like that to the smelting mills that made steel in this country. That's when we were producing things in this country, before we became a service-oriented country. That's when we employed all sorts of people who didn't have a lot of education, but had a right to a good living and medical and a pension, and were able to be proud of their jobs. And it all started up there in that mine in Tower Sedan that you can investigate for yourself. It's something else. Now, call 1-800-723-1627 for free information on vacations in northern Minnesota, right in your own backyard. 1-800-723-1627. Incidentally, when you go to investigate that Tower Sedan underground pit, take along your fishing equipment because you're at one of the best fishing lakes in Minnesota, Lake Vermilion. It's a beautiful lake. So you can kill the proverbial two birds with one stone. Can you dig it? Then call 1-800-723-1627 for this information on vacations in northern Minnesota. It is 331 WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis. It is 47 degrees.